This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by Carlton legend David Rhys-Jones.
Our next guest is a Carlton hero.
Rhys-Jones plays. Oh, what a mark! Rhys-Jones, great grab.
He won the 1987 Norm Smith Medal as the Blues claimed a famous premiership. He also didn't mind a bit of the biff.
You gotta fight!
Bit of a box off between ears and Rhys-Jones.
Please welcome David Rhys-Jones.
And how welcome is he, by the way? I know you're in the studio where, with the great man. I'm at Marvel getting ready for his team to play. But, Rhys, great to have you in, and great to have you in at a time when the Blues are airborne.
7-2, you wouldn't have thought, would you? Hey, your dead seat would have got locked up and put in a straitjacket if at the start of the season you had said that. But, yeah, they're going good, going really well.
Do you go along, Rhysy?
I've been to 4 matches so far and going tonight. So, I enjoy going along. And my daughter is just about 17. She loves it too. Unfortunately, she can't come with me tonight. She's a bit crook. So.
Because we're lucky to have him, Jim. Mill Hanna's had a function on at the Emerald just down the road here.
Lamaro's. Paul Dimitinis.
Yeah, Paul, sorry.
Oh, nice.
Not Emerald. It's two good joints, by the way.
Yes, they certainly are.
And he had one little mid-strength. And he said, no, I've got to go do some interviews. So he's turned up here. Geez, you're very popular at the minute.
Very disciplined. People wouldn't know that. And Jimmy Buckley's been off the drink for over 12 months now too. So
what's going on?
I don't know. Something's happened.
What's happened?
Bloody COVID's wrecked everything.
Who's your favourite Blues player?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I'd have to say Cripper. I mean, he's just a superstar. He just gets them going and, you know, I love it when two or three blokes hanging off him and he just feeds it out and off they go.
Exactly. Oh, mate, he's magnificent. You've always been great supporters of the Blues, the past players, no matter how well things are going, and we know they haven't been going particularly well the last 10 or so years. So the same group, and I know you just had Mill, but you had the great Stephen Kernaghan, et cetera, at Lamaro's. They must be so thrilled with the momentum the club's got going.
Yeah, I think so, and I think, you know, it's more for the kids, and there's a generation of kids who haven't seen Carlton successful, which is really disappointing. You don't see the kids wearing the Carlton jumper with pride. Well, they're wearing it with pride this year anyway, and I think this year's going to be great, but I think the next 4 or 5 are going to be something special.
You spoke to Vossi, have you?
No, I haven't, but I like the way he goes about it. The way he played football, I loved him. I actually backed him in the Brownlow. And the one that won the Buckley one, and geez, he should have won that. Yeah. It cost me a bloody fortune too. But.
Hey, Rhys, we're going to get onto the Prader-Willi syndrome in the next break because you do an amazing job there. But I know as part of what you're doing around that, you spoke to the great Bruce Doole one-on-one. Now, Brucey Doole is an enigma. No one's ever heard him say a word. So how did that go?
Yeah, look, it did. I managed to work out where he was one morning and I had to go and sign a couple of things. So I caught up with him and he was only too happy to jump on board and help, you know, as you said, we'll go into that a little bit later, but a charity that I'm got an ambassadorial role in.
Hey, it means a lot to you too. Yes.
Oh, no, it does. We're going to cover that off beautifully. But when I was president of North Rhys, I went to one of your functions. I think Styx was the chairman. And I was sat next to the great Bruce Doole at the main table. And he shook my hand and said, g'day. It was about 2 hours we were sitting there. He never said another word until the 1 hour and 50 minute mark when he turned to me and he said, unhappy with you. And I said, what's happened, Brucey? He said, you stole Jared Wade from us. And that was the only words he said for 2 hours.
Yeah, well, that's it. And obviously he would have played with his father, Vin, so a good connection there. And he still loves his Blues, so... I asked him whether he watches footy much anymore, and he said only when Carlton wins. So I haven't been watching much lately.
Well, someone said he's also got a phone now, and he's been driving everyone mad with texting everyone, driving them all mad.
Is well, if true? You can't talk, I suppose you can text. Kids don't talk to each other anymore. So
that's what someone said. He's driving us bloody mad. He's got a phone. Now, what did in the good old days? Well, we're talking to David Rhys-Jones here. Now, David. In the good old days, you would never have gone out on a Monday night, would have never gone out on a date or dinner or anything, because you were already booked up from the weekend. Is that true?
Well, I never made plans for Monday night anyway. That's one way of putting it.
Yes.
I remember my wife at the time, we were driving to the footy and she said, look, got some people coming over Monday night. Can you please not get reported today? And I said, you really think I'm trying to get reported? I mean, it just happens out there. It just happens.
White line fever?
Lou Richards coined that expression about me, and yeah, he said that kid Reece Jones got white line fever, crosses a white line. But he also had one about me, which I loved, which he said, that kid Reece Jones, he gets down to the football ground on match day, takes his head off and puts a pumpkin on it.
Yes. Which I know Dennis Pagan used regularly with his own players. So 25 reports, but only guilty 11 times. Oh, but this is the
got
bit
away with
that
a couple,
I was guilty 25.
This is the bit that interests me, Reece. You also were summoned 17 times to be a witness. Now, what the hell sort of witness would you have been?
Well, it was funny because when I walked in there, every now and then I forgot what side of the table I was supposed to be on. And normally I went in there and I got quizzed more than the bloke who hit me. So, yeah. In those days, it depended who you whacked. I mean, Banksy was a famous one, Dennis Banks. Yeah. He got me a beauty. And
what did you say?
He only got 3 weeks for that.
What did you say? Because back then, you used to stick up for the players. It was a player's code, wasn't it, to look after one another.
Yeah, we met in the car park and... And he looked at me and said, what do you think? I said, I think about six. I said, I'll do my best. And we went up there and he had 7 stitches in his head and I didn't have a bruise on me. So they quizzed me for longer than they quizzed him. And I thought they were going to give me a couple.
Stick around, Reece. We're going to discuss the Prader-Willi Syndrome International Awareness Month, which is coming up soon.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What else is on TikTok?
We're joined by Carlton legend David Reece Jones.
Nah, he's a legend. He won, of course, the Norm Smith Medal in 1987, and we loved that. The main reason we loved it is because he won it on Dermot himself, who never stops talking about himself every time we see him. So we just mentioned Reece, and it quietens him down a little.
Exactly.
Now, May is Prader-Willi Syndrome International Awareness Month. You're an ambassador, Reece. Explain to us why and what exactly is Prader-Willi Syndrome.
Well, look, I have a son, Cooper, who's 18, who has Prader-Willi syndrome, and it's an abnormality in the 15th chromosome. So when you put together and all the chromosomes are there, there's either a deletion or part deletion of the chromosome, which affects certain parts. It affects the hypothalamus, Bill.
Jeez, and, is this Reece Jones talking?
you learn these things.
I know, mate. Yeah.
But, you know, which is the part of the brain which basically regulates our body and regulates our hunger, our thirst, our body temperature. So it causes a lot of problems. Cooper's, you know, got some intellectual disability, cognitive impairment, it's a battle. Life's a bit of a battle for him. And what the main problem that we have is he's hungry all the time.
Right.
You know, as well as his anxiety and going meal to meal sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And, so if you can imagine being hungry all the time and, we lock cupboards, we have locks on pantries and fridges and everything, so there's no food accessible to him or he'd eat it.
Feeding him.
Mm.
Just feels hungry. And
he's never going to feel full in the stomach.
So is there a cure or we're working towards one?
Well, once you unscramble the egg, Bill, if you can work that out, you'll probably work out how to fix that up. But you never know. Look down the track and science is doing some amazing things. But he has a medication which controls his emotions and so forth and different things. But, there's no cure for this. And
We got a fundraiser. What's the story here, mate? How can we raise some
dollars? Well, I can tell you how you can donate. givenow.com.au/CR/Cooper's Champions.
Yep.
So that's how you donate. We'll have all this information for you, of course. If you want to find out more about the syndrome, pwsavic.org.au. Now, 15 people you're going to speak to, a 15 for 15 challenge. Reece, what happens there?
Well, I've had the first time they did the 15 for 15 challenge, I did push-ups and went to beat myself each week after every day, and that was, I was sore.
Too hard.
I thought, hang on a minute, I've got to do 15.
Something else,
So last year I thought I've got access to, you know, some of the greatest names in the game, and so I've, gone to see some stars from the past, and they've all jumped on board, and it's been terrific, and that's how I had Bruce jump on board.
Jimmy Buckley,
Tony Shaw, Peter Dacos is going to do it.
Good.
Terry Danner.
He'll go longer than whatever it is. Yeah, he likes a chat, mate.
Yeah, he does like a chat. Mick McGowan, he was another one who does like to hear his own voice. So he's going too,
isn't he?
Been a good paddock, Mickey. Yeah.
But coaching-wise, he's going well. He's going well.
Good bloke. But, so and I've got a public Facebook page, so anyone who wants to jump on that, they'll see the links there to donate through, and it's all going to a great cause.
You coached for a while, didn't you?
I went down to Tasmania. Yeah, I coached against your brother down there. He was with the top dogs. Clarence.
And yeah. Who'd you coach?
I coached North Launceston, and, they won Clarence won the first two flags while I was down there, and in 95, good enough to get one back on him, and, 3 years down there.
That was enough?
That was enough. Won the flag for him, got out.
Well done.
Reece, what about the recent talk about coaches giving a spray and how in 2022 you can't be doing any of that? Was it Robert Walls? Who was coaching you back in the Blues days? And you would have received a couple of bakes as a team, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's amazing. And Billy just talked about me coaching. And I reckon after about 3 months into my coaching, I was about to ring every coach I'd ever had and apologise to him. So, but Wolsey got very personal. He was vicious and personal. And, he draws strips off blokes and mainly me. But we had that love-hate relationship. And it got us over the line in 87 anyway.
Coaches, how do you go with him now? When you see him now, everything's good?
Yeah, no problems at all. No. What happens out there stays there, and, we get on with life.
Do you get on with everyone? Because you belted a couple and they belted you. We all good out there?
Yeah, no, well, I was just with Greg Williams. So
because he cracked the sads with you when you belted him.
Well, he broke my jaw in two places, and then I was going to – I played on another quarter. I'm glad he didn't come back out.
And you had a couple of pubs, still not in the pub game?
No. Yeah. Working for a labour hire company, MC Labour now, and that's all going very well. So, good sponsors of Carlton too.
I'm about to say, they're great supporters of the Blues. Mm. Who's winning tonight, Reece? So your two old mobs.
Yeah, look, I didn't think the Blues would get over GWS last week, and they did, and they're playing great football, so I think they'll just beat the Swans, but it'll be a great match.
Mm. Enjoy.
Hey, well done with all you're doing. It's a great thing. The Prader-Willi syndrome, as I said, donate, please. givenow.com.au/CR/Coopers Champions. Great chatting to you, mate, always.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Billy.
Good on you, mate.
David Reece-Jones on the Rush Hour, Triple M.